Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. You're doing what? Or want to know what I think? Well, folks, my parents grew up on hard scrabble farms and wanted their kids to be professionals, doctor, lawyer, accountant. I was a good student, but in college, I decided I wanted to be, surprise, mom and dad, a filmmaker. I was pretty good. But the film biz is, whoa, competitive. So the next 3 years, I lived with my folks, got a week's work here and there, earned just enough for gas and movie tickets before I learned I wasn't Steven Spielberg, the sequel. Now, I marvel at how my folks made only occasional grumbles about other careers, despite what must have been quite difficult emotionally given their goals for me. While my journey with them was a typical transition from adolescence to adulthood, it turns out they're giving me loving room to travel down my blind alleys was early preparation 101 for one of the greatest challenges psychologists or anyone faces when we witness friends, family, clients making choices that bring emotional and/or physical damage to themselves and others. In my 30-plus years as a psychologist, what have I learned about what we can say or do to make a difference if we love someone who makes damaging decisions? This is a vast oversimplification, but to start, know that we have to take good care of ourselves because these situations can be intensely stressful and it doesn't help to get dragged down ourselves. And have compassion for the person. Beneath that difficult to destructive, provocative behavior is a person in pain doing all sorts of stuff to avoid that pain. And know that we have little or no influence unless the other person is curious about what we think. And know that maybe the best way to awaken curiosity about changing is being loving instead of attacking. Through the disastrous smash-ups, even though we are hurting and angry too, while still acknowledging the person's right to choose. Perhaps saying something like, it hurts me to watch you do this. If you ever want to talk, I'm here. And know this is hard, 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 because along the way, we have to confront our own helplessness and lack of control in the face of possible great loss and maybe even death. And know that accepting our own feelings without attacking may be useful because at least our loved one won't have the smoke and fire of arguing to distract from their misery and block their view of a different path. Good luck. I'm Dr. Rich, still here hoping O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.